Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's your beach lifesaver? Like, you go into the beach, you go into the lake, you go into the river, you go into wherever you're going to go to cool off, because over 60% of the country is under a heat wave right now.
It is brutal.
What are you going to bring with you? They have the top five things on this list. Number one, umbrella. Yeah, umbrella is good, except I always have a real hard time getting it up. It is so hard.
You know what? And I mean, the main thing for me with the umbrella is making sure that it's properly anchored. Getting it up in the air is one thing, but having it not fly off halfway throughout the day and stab somebody like three blankets over from you, that's kind of a big thing, right? Yeah. And you know, when you got to tilt it or whatever, you're like, oh, like.
It's like the umbrella walk of shame when that happens.
When I was younger, you would laugh at people with the umbrella or the canopy or whatever. Now I'm like, nope, bring it all. Bring all of it.
Lip balm. Yeah, okay. I mean, that's like on the top five list of things to bring to the beach.
Is there anything worse than having sand in your lip balm, though?
Number three, water. Yeah, you need your water. And you never feel thirsty for some reason when you're on the beach. And then all of a sudden, you realize you haven't drank and it's 127 degrees outside.
No, get your water.
Yeah. First aid kit. This is something I never thought about, like throwing one of those in the beach bag. But if you think about it, a kid inevitably will cut their foot on a seashell or something will happen and you'll be like, no idea what to do.
I mean, as an adult, I try when I go to the beach to be a little bit minimalist because my wife is an overpacker. So I don't know that we have a first aid kit, though.
And deodorant. And I was shocked
that
was number five on the list of things to bring to the beach. I have never brought deodorant in my life to the beach.
Not once. And I wouldn't change my plan for it now. It's just going to be melted anyways.
Yeah. Megan, what's your beach lifesaver, the thing you always bring?
It is a giant UFO hat because I love the beach, but I hate the sun. I wear this giant floppy hat, and my kids joke with me and tell me it's my UFO hat because I don't even have to bring a beach umbrella. They all just, like, gather underneath this hat. No sunburns in my house.
Right. You get past it. You don't even care what it looks like at that point either. It's about true coverage, right? Does this thing work? Yes. Okay, give it to me. It's my favorite hat now.
Right. If it's bright green, they can just find me easier when they get out of the water.
That's how I know I'm getting older, because I certainly did not care when I was 25 years old skincare, putting on suntan lotion. Yep. Now I'm like, I'm going to get spots. Yep. I can't go outside.
I wear a hat every time it's hot. Yep. No question. If going to the beach locally or on vacation. If I'm on vacation, I wear a hat the entire time. Mm-hmm. I never wear a hat whenever else in my regular life.
James, how about you? What's your lifesaver at the beach?
Gotta be sunglasses. I feel anytime you forget the sunglasses, your eyes are just roasting underneath the sun and you can't escape it. You try and put the shirt over your face, you turn your head, but it's just miserable without a good pair of sunglasses.
How do kids not wear sunglasses?
You can't see anything.
I don't understand how they do it. Like, when I look at my 5-year-old and I always carry an extra pair for her, she doesn't want them. Mm-hmm. How do they see? Like, if I leave my house without my sunglasses, I have to go home and get them.
Yeah, no, I can't see anything, especially at the beach where the water's reflective and everything's bright. Like, no, I can't see anything whatsoever. Yeah, what's the worst is you go in the water, you get out, and you, like, wipe your eyes, and they're, like, salty, and then you don't have sunglasses. Now you're blind for 20 minutes.
Absolutely.
Even if you're looking at the ground.
Mm-hmm. You know what I was thinking about? When I go to the beach, I pack like I'm never going to leave there. And it's like it takes me 7 hours to get the kids and all the things out there. And then I stay for about an hour and I'm like, that's good.
I was going to say, you've told me that before. So my wife does the same thing. She packs like crazy, thinks of absolutely everything, except we go all day and we don't leave till the sun goes down.
I don't know how you do that.
But you've told me before you go for like an hour.
2 hours max.
What?
1-800-330-9999. What is your beach lifesaver? A majority of the country is under a heat wave right now. It's hot outside. The weekend here, you're probably heading to the beach, the pond, the lake, the river, whatever's close to you. What is the one thing you have to bring with you? 1-800-330-9999. Lois, what's your beach lifesaver?
Baby powder for my feet. I can't handle sand when you're trying to put your shoes back on to leave.
Wow.
Baby powder's the secret.
No
yeah.
kidding.
I've heard that before, Lois, and I've never done it, but this is going to be the summer that it comes with me and I'm going
to
pack it.
I thought they got rid of baby powder. I thought they were like, baby powder's terrible. We're outlawing it.
Johnson & Johnson got sued, but I think they fixed it. They took the stuff out.
They paid the bill.
Maybe, yeah, whatever was making people sick, they fixed it. I don't know. I don't think we're just not supposed to use it on babies anymore.
Right, right.
Yeah.
When you sprinkle it on your feet, it's not going to hurt anything else in your body.
Mm,
so
right.
It's taking the sand off your feet.
And my feet got enough
awesome.
Problems, right.
Carrie, your beach lifesaver, what is it?
A radio. Are yeah. you kidding me? How yeah. can you sit at the beach without listening to Heather and Raven?
Oh, well, that's really sweet. Thank you, Carrie. But I have to tell you, you know what I've started noticing lately?
What's up?
At different beaches that I visit, there's signs saying no radios, no speakers anymore, and they don't want them on the beach. And that I don't understand, because I'm like, does it become combative where, like, one person is blasting their music and the
sure.
person next to them is blasting their music?
I mean, just keep your speaker closer to your
yeah.
ear, right?
Yeah, keep it low and keep it just so that you could hear it yourself. I mean, you have to have a radio when you're laying out in the sun.
I'm True. With you.
Thanks, Carrie.
Hey, Melissa, what's that lifesaver, that thing you've got to bring to the beach?
So I really like bringing frosted animal crackers. Because the frosting, like, it gets a little melted in the sun, and then everybody has, like, a sugar boost.
I will say bringing snacks, bringing cookies and not just chips is always exciting.
Mm-hmm. My wife packs the lunch, and the sandwiches are fantastic. And then there's always going to be some pasta salad or whatever in there. Have you tried, just incidentally, the Reese's peanut butter crackers? Have you seen those?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
What is this magic witchcraft?
It's like an animal cracker, but it's a large one, like a big one. And, of course, it's got Reese's peanut butter on the back. It's crazy.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're taking
Next
to the beach.
Trip.
I saw yes. them at Costco. It's like a 7-pound bag. Good luck. Enjoy the beach.
Eric, what's your lifesaver? You're going to the beach. What are you bringing?
My family found these amazing light-up koozies, so we'd stop losing our drinks at night or if we were camping. It was the best thing in the world because we just leave cans everywhere and then not be able to find them. But now we always have it right in our hand and can see it in the dark.
Light up koozies. How yes. late do you stay at the beach, oh. Anna? How long do you go to the beach?
I don't think I don't like going to the beach at night.
Really?
I don't like it. I don't know why.
Why? You
I
think
don't
a
know.
Shark's going to come out of the water, come get you?
Unless it's like 4th of July and I'm somewhere where there's a beach and like that's part of like watching
and there's
the
a
fireworks
lot of people.
And there's a lot of people. Like I'm not going to the beach at night.
You feel unsafe at the beach.
I do.
Huh.
I don't like it.
Maybe it's the noise because you can't hear things around you.
No, and then you got to deal with the kids and there's no lights and they're going to get close to the water.
I mean, I a freestanding adult as yourself. That's what I mean.
No, I don't want it. It's cold. It's like it gets chilly. It's not
right.
for me.
I love the beach at night.
I don't need a light-up koozie. I can see it perfectly during the day.
You keep it close.
Oh.
Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like lane-keeping assistance come in. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/drivertech. Paid for by NHTSA.